they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Joel Nadeau. Forecasters can't say yet where Hurricane Dorian's going to hit, but a state of emergency's been declared from the Florida Keys up to several counties in Georgia. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean.
Not a lot in this storm's path, so we are anticipating strengthening over the next 24 to 36 hours to possibly a Category 4 storm.
In Miami, people waiting in line for hours to stock up on supplies.
I've been through Andrew. I've been through Wilmer. I've been through Irma, and I don't want to go through this one.
Wine, lots of water, sandwich meats.
You never know. You have no idea what you're going to get through.
Dorian may hit the U.S. mainland with winds over 130 miles an hour. At least two well-known pro-democracy activists arrested in Hong Kong. Police cracking down as organizers of a Saturday march have called it off, concerned about safety. America's listening to Fox News.
Sound good to you, Joey?
Summer began with the release of Spider-Man Far From Home. And now the summer ends with the release of Spider-Man Far From Home, the extended cut. A film that's grossed over $1.1 billion worldwide is back, and it's got some extra stuff thrown in it. So come on, shell out another $20. Or just click to buy them on Fandango. That way you don't actually see the cash. Spider-Man, Far From Home, the extended cut. Oh yeah, we'll all be taking our cut. Now showing.
The weekend is at hand. Greg Budell. As we head into the weekend, what would you say is the current political climate?
Mr. Comey is a meathead.
Jay Scott, who's in charge on the weekends when you guys aren't around?
Bailey, the board of the dog.
Emily Hayes, what are you and husband going to do this weekend?
We are riding on the freeway, love in my pink
hat. Bailey, the wonder dog. Do you have weekend plans?
Of yours.
Guess not. And Rich Thomas, what does the weather look like this weekend?
The sun'll come out tomorrow.
Well, everybody enjoy the weekend. Now stand by for three men and a lady. Right, Bailey?
Of yours.
Labor Day weekend here.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
They just snuck up on us. Three men and a lady on News Talk 93.1 FM WACB. Our rocket scientists of the day coming up. Morning Maroon nominees. And our first Duncan and Son predictor. Emily joined us. But first, here's Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. One of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
It is absolutely phenomenal out there this morning. I was hoping we'd be in the mid-60s. We're at 63 right now, and it really, really feels great. And I wish that's all we had to talk about, but there's more. For today, sunshine, hot, 93, but tolerable humidity, but still dry. Clear tonight, low 67. Area high school games, looks like the weather's going to be great. Tomorrow, Sunday, and Labor Day Monday, humidity returns, spotty hit or miss storms will be around. So a typical summer forecast, highs in the low 90s, lows at night in the low 70s. Towards midweek, you know, we'll continue to have to monitor the progress of Dorian and its potential track because there are still many variables is Alabama off the hook? Oh, my gosh, no. I mean, right now everything looks fine for Alabama, but is this a done deal? No. Dorian is a Category 2 hurricane this morning. We'll talk about more details as the morning goes on, but it's expected to become a major Category 3 today and a Category 4 as it rakes the Bahamas and then into Florida and slowing down and maybe a hurricane in Florida for the better part of 2 or 3 days. Yeah. Going up the coast. Right now this morning, calm winds. Dew point, 59. Wow. Temperature 63. It's 610.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Why are you so happy?
Hey, it's Friday.
The weekend.
Hooray. Actually, a 3-day weekend.
A 3-day weekend?
It's Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
3-day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
Backyard barbecue.
You're drinking beer?
It's the last.
It's the last weekend of summer.
Summer.
Unofficially.
We can still have a party.
Party, party, party.
Happy Labor Day.
Let's go. Let's go.
All right. This is going to be a slightly different version of our most electrifying story of the day.
Okay.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Let's switch that background music.
Uh-oh.
Add a couple of...
Warning.
Uh-oh.
The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Uh-oh. Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah, this is something that, oh, I don't know, Rich, maybe a newlywed might want to hear.
Oh, do we have any? Oh, well, look, we just walked in.
It's a new word.
Okay.
Called chore play.
I beg your pardon?
Chore play? It rhymes with another word.
Well, yeah.
It's a song by Boston.
Sure. Yeah, right.
It's where a wife or husband, but more often the wife, offers certain performance bonuses in exchange for the significant other cleaning the house.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
This will never be our TV topic.
No.
I sent it anyway. One relationship counselor says, ultimately, you may feel like you're in a transactional relationship, bartering to have your needs met. And that doesn't feel good. But I think this is kind of a cool idea.
I don't. I think you both live in the house. You're both responsible for its upkeep. You shouldn't have to be... And that's not a sign of a healthy relationship, that's the way that you...
That's how you're going to
have relations.
That?
Yeah.
That?
Some couples say they do chore dates where they tackle a tough project at home together, then go have a nice dinner and celebrate the completed chore together.
Well, that's fine. You know, we're putting the house together. We're going to finish the bonus room, work on the utility room. Life is hard.
Then you die.
I like this concept, and I think it could be advanced. But I don't know that I can advance it on this show.
Sometimes I feel poorly because I think you want a certain answer from me on the air and I don't give it to you.
No.
Okay.
I have learned to have no expectations of you on stories like this.
Keep those expectations low.
Anyway, we learned you a new word, chore play, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's couple or two in our vast and very creative and spontaneous audience mm-hmm. that doesn't practice some version of this.
I mean, there's so many people that listen. It's a real possibility.
Sometimes, as it says in the story here, one partner in a relationship may not really feel all that into what the other partner wants to do, so you bribe them.
I mean, I just don't think bribery is ever a good thing. You shouldn't have to bribe for love.
No, I know. It seems kind of odd. Interesting little scenario.
He's in the mood. you, and I'm just using you as an example here. I'm not speculating on your personal marriage. He's in the mood, and you smell like Windex because you've just been cleaning the kitchen. And you're not really feeling very amorous because that's Windex. It's not like scented candles, you know?
Mm-mm.
So there's an incentive, some type of an exchange to...
Get him to smell like Windex to you?
Well, or to wipe the Windex. You know what I'm saying?
I know where you're going. It's also...
It's just a new word that turned up today, and I thought...
Say it again, chore...
Chore play.
Chore play.
Yeah.
Like Foreplay by Boston.
Long time.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. If I had thought of it, I would have had that song ready.
Well, I wasn't here yet. I had a situation downstairs.
Yeah.
Are you putting
out
fires
too? I made
your
cheesy eggs today for you.
I see. I'm very excited about that. Yeah, I had a situation with the program not wanting to send sports. Hmm. And and then...
Mean our listeners won't have sports today?
Numero uno stopped me on my way upstairs.
Oh, my God.
And the... It's just... Come back, Jay. Anytime.
So this Dorian situation is looking...
I sent you the Euro model in the middle of the night. You were asking... You didn't see the movie?
I got the one yesterday.
No. The one in the middle of the night that I narrated for you. it's like 6 seconds long. Oh, that's the worst case scenario.
You know what the problem is? I did watch it, but I watched it at like right after I sent the prep out.
Uh huh.
And I was still a little bit.
Bleh. I see.
Yeah, I did see that. Thank you.
All right. This is the Euro.
Oh! Look at you guys,
no,
best friends.
This is serious stuff, really. You know, I hate that Florida's going to have to deal with another one of these. And I guess from what we heard on Fox News, they're prepping down in Miami, although places that are run by the government, the zoo has not made any official plans to evacuate animals yet and stuff, so they must feel pretty confident.
And my relatives in St. Augustine have not chosen a destination hotel yet because they're waiting, but I sweat it out because you can't wait too long because then everybody's going to choose a destination hotel at the same time.
And here's the thing: if I was talking yesterday afternoon, maybe I'll go down the west side of the state using Highway 27 and Highway 19. It'll take a little bit longer, but it's a scenic route. It'll still get you where you need to go, mm-hmm. and then take Tamiami Trail from west to east. Right. And that way I'd sneak around, completely around, if assuming it goes where it's supposed to go.
But you can't assume that.
You can't. And then on top of that, well, I remember Kathleen, when the East Coast was being threatened by a storm, she went to Tampa. So everybody on the East Coast is either going to be heading to the West Coast of the state or going north.
Right.
So it could be chaos with people coming and going. I don't know.
It's a tough decision.
Maybe this thing will take a nice big gulp of dry air and just go away.
You never know.
But I'll tell you, I was outside in my Marlins pajamas this morning cooking that steak. It was so nice.
I'm glad you were wearing something.
Yeah. My Marlins pajamas. Okay. They're very comfortable.
Okay, we were just discussing weird, what's the word, superstitions about football.
Oh.
I have a lot of friends, and they know that I have a video wall where you can watch multiple games at one time. And if I sometimes say, come watch the game, they get a little funny on it because they, if I'm not their team's supporter, they are superstitious about watching it in the presence of an alien.
Mm-hmm. An alien, yes.
So, I'll do it for them. If I didn't watch Bama games with Bama fans, then I'd have no friends at all.
I'm looking forward to Saturday afternoons filled with Rich Thomas texts. You know, about, well, they sometimes get a little passionate.
Sometimes?
Yeah, no, they're funny. I should go back.
I think they're both Saturday night games.
You know what? I should go back to last football season your text and check out some of the Saturday afternoon missives you sent out when Auburn was.
Well, I'll have Dorian to divert my emotions somehow.
I got to make a decision on that, too. Anyway, I'm taking the 3 days off, whether I leave or stay, so that much is for sure. 6:20, let's get a football flavor going here. The Duncan and Son Predictathon returns today.
Woohoo! Ah! Cheer, cheer for this morning show. We'll get you up and ready to go. Wipe that sleep out of your eyes. Then keep us on for your morning drive. Drink down that coffee, tall, black, and strong. Call and request your favorite hit song. Start your day off better with some fun from this morning cheer.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. We now know that the man hit by a train Wednesday night in Coosada is a former Stanhope Elmore High School principal and football coach. 89-year-old Conrad Henderson is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police say he is in stable condition. This wreck happened at the intersection of Coosada Parkway and Pecan Grove Road. Prattville police have opened a homicide investigation after they say a person was shot and killed Thursday night. This happened at the Candlestick Mobile Home Park. Police do tell us they have one person in custody for questioning. And a former Eclectic City Councilman has died at the age of 88. Charles Powell passed away on Tuesday. Powell was a city councilman in Eclectic for 12 years. He also served as a Montgomery firefighter for 20 years. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It was 2011 when Will and Kate both tied the knot, while Arnold broke his vows with his ugly maid. Palin rode the bus, and Tiger's comeback was a bust, and the Navy SEALs put Osama in his grave. Gone.
While that was playing, I was busy relabeling it so it'll never play again. For some reason, it does not have the year on it, so I didn't realize it was dated. I just thought it was a kid's summer, end of summer parody. But
yeah, that's.
I apologize.
We're going to let it slide this time, but if you don't tighten up.
I'm working on it.
Archie Bell and the Drills from Houston, Texas.
There's a reason why that happened.
I suck at this job.
Oh, hush.
What's our chit-chat on TV today?
Oh, things we love about fall. Not just the weather.
Football.
And lower electric bills and change of wardrobe and pumpkin spice drinks and food.
No.
Apple picking. We did that in Ohio. I used to love apple cider in the fall, but it's not such a big thing in Alabama.
People get so wound up about that pumpkin spice latte, Michigas, but when they go to Starbucks, they never try. There's a hot apple juice cider thing that they do that's really good.
You know, that's a comforting feeling to have that around the holidays.
It truly is.
By the way, another usual feature is going to be different today, and that's the Cheap and Trashy, because our rocket scientist is going to be in the Cheap and Trashy.
So, Don Duncan and his intelligent son are coming in about an hour.
Y'all really love Mitch, don't you?
I love his wisdom.
I love Don, love Mitch. Don't care about the whole Mitch is an Auburn fan thing. Maybe one day he'll see the light.
I'm going to see if they can equip my car with pontoons just in case I try to challenge this hurricane.
You need to float down like on the Oregon Trail.
I wouldn't.
It is 6:25 on News Talk 93.1 FM, also the last working day of August. This year is really just going ripping by, man. Hard to believe we're already there. We are at 6:25. We're going to take our first look at the roads. We'll celebrate Labor Day weekend with a real man of genius, and then we'll have the timeline for the 30th of the 8th month of the year. All coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your morning traffic, and things look great out on the roadways this morning. We are starting to see a little traffic around the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. If you're coming into town on the 31s, everything looks good, and the interstates are still up at a speed limit ride. Let's be careful as we get our Friday morning started. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems. They keep your pets safe and at home and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Labor Day weekend has an increased risk of road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. Plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Hi, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. The River Region is experiencing a record year in real estate sales, and looks like that trend is likely to continue. Low interest rates, lowest unemployment in decades, means more people are able to buy a house. In addition, our area welcomes thousands of new residents being transferred by the military or being transferred to a new job. Over 3,400 homes have sold thus far in our area, and 47% of our listings are selling in the first 60 days on the market. It's taking less time to sell a house than it has in a long time. Our listings have been getting offers and contracts, and we need more listings to sell. If you want over 40 years of local real estate experience, a team of positive, uplifting people, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or text me, 221-2883.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This Labor Day weekend, this morning show proudly presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Too Many Barbecue Grill Accessories.
Mr. Too Many Barbecue Grill Accessories.
You've purchased every utensil known to man with one nearly impossible task in mind. Making meat hot.
Got a battery-powered spatula.
Only you would have the wisdom to buy a pair of tongs designed to pick up other pairs of tongs.
The right tool for the right job.
Never mind that you have 227 sauces and only one pork chop. What's really disturbing is you're wearing your grandmother's apron.
Got a holster for my brush now.
So go ahead, keep rubbing your meat. Keep injecting your chicken. Because after all, to some, it's Labor Day weekend. To you, it's an excuse to buy another 7-foot fork.
Mr. Too Many Barbecue Grill Accessories.
I already have a 7-foot fork. It is 6:29 on News Talk 93.1 FM with the timeline for the 30th of August. Here's your host, Ritz Thomas.
That's getting it said, Greg.
Yeah.
241st day of the year, 124 days remain on National Beach Day. And by the way, for those of you who have been waiting for weeks and weeks and months for your Labor Day beach weekend, wondering if Hurricane Dorian's going to screw it up, I don't think it will. I think you're going to be fine through Monday. Then all bets are off. Mm. It's International Cabernet Sauvignon Day.
Wine.
Yeah. with the screw top?
Yeah.
The box?
Mm-hmm.
I call them adult juice boxes.
Yeah. Tomorrow's National Trail Mix Day. And Sunday is American Chess Day. Let's play chess. 1797, Mary Shelley, creator of Frankenstein, born in London. 1905, Ty Cobb makes his major league batting debut. 56 years ago in 63, the hotline between Washington and Moscow goes into operation. It was a teletype machine, not a big red phone. 1965, Casey Stengel retires as a New York manager, New York Mets manager, ending a 56-year career in professional baseball.
You know, when the Yankees fired him after they lost the 60 World Series to Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm.
he said, "I'll never make the mistake of turning 70 again." The Mets were smart to pick him up. He really made those early miserable days of the Mets fun.
Right, yeah. Now our song of the day. It's a summer song from our bicentennial year of 1976. This guy has had hit songs in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. British superstar Cliff Richard here, one of his biggest hit songs. Top 10, She's Just the Devil Woman. She's got evil on her mind. Beware of the Devil Woman. She's gonna get you. All of a sudden, it's 1976 again, and all of a sudden, your timeline is on the air. Come up in conversation here, end up on the air,
mm-hmm.
usually a week or two later.
Notice how I'm more relaxed now that song plays.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Thing about it, there's got to be higher love. This is the day in 86 that Steve Winwood goes to number one.
I love Steve Winwood!
Thing about it.
So good.
26 years ago in 1993, 23 million homes tune in to the CBS debut of The Late Show with David Letterman from the Ed Sullivan Theater. Less than half that number of people watched The Tonight Show that night with Jay Leno. Billy Joel was the first musical guest, by the way. 25 years ago in 94, civil rights legend Rosa Parks was mugged in her own home. Some drunk broke in, stole $53, blamed it on drugs. He's still in prison. Well, he was in prison at the time of Rosa's death. 1997, this is the day that America got the word of the car crash in Paris that claimed the lives of Princess Diana. Officially, August 31st is the date, but
yeah.
it was August 31st yeah. there.
We were on, I remember exactly where we were. My dad lived in Fairhope at the time, and we were on our way back. We had stayed at my stepmom's mother's house for something, and we were on our way back late and got to the house from Pensacola and turned on the TV and saw the news.
That night, I had a four-hour talk show on WIOD in Miami, and I gave away 16 segments, 16 50-minute segments to listeners who wanted to host a segment and have the talk show experience.
Mm.
And I catered it with pizza and all kinds of stuff, and we had a lot of people in the building. And it was towards the end of that we got word that there was a wreck, but there was nothing to indicate it was anything more than
right.
a fender bender
maybe a
that she had
arm.
To be in the car.
Yeah.
And that ended up being my last night on the air there.
Mm. Mm. You probably heard this story before very briefly. We're at a Oak Mountain concert with James Taylor, and as we're leaving it, some guy with no teeth and no shirt on leans out of a truck and says, "You Rich Thomas?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Prince died dead." I said, "Excuse me?" He said, "Prince died dead." And that's how we got the news. We got in the car. We thought he was nuts, but we turned on the news. CBS Radio News on the Hour. Princess Di's dead.
Sometimes those meth heads get it first.
So that's how we got the news. 2003 on this date, Death Wish with Charles... Oh, no, the Death Wish superstar, Charles Bronson, died. He was 81. 14 years ago, this is the day the 17th Street Canal in New Orleans burst. Mm. Hurricane Katrina, massive flooding and destruction. 1,833 people died. We think, though, that Puerto Rico may have had more deaths in Maria. We'll never know, but more than 2,700, possibly. Mm. Birthdays, Andy Roddick is 37. Cameron Diaz is 47. Louis Black is 71 today. Warren Buffett, Jimmy's older brother, is 89. John Phillips would have had a birthday today, Mamas and Papas. Real football we care about is tomorrow. Fall begins in 23 days. Birthday season begins in 27 days for humans, but there's a canine birthday in 16 days. 90 days till Thanksgiving and 117 barely till Christmas. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Still too early to say if Alabama will have any impact from Dorian. There's still too many variables. Our forecast for the immediate time, though, is pretty good. Feels great this morning. Sunshine, hot today, but tolerable humidity, high 93. Clear tonight, great night for area high school games, low 67. Tomorrow, Sunday and Labor Day, humidity returns. Spotty hit or miss storms will be around. Highs in the low 90s, lows at night in the low 70s, and we'll stop there. Right now this morning, with calm winds and a dew point of 59, which is good stuff. It's 63 at 637.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's old Peepaw here, so listen up.
Hey, did you see his 14th anniversary pizza from the pizza place?
I saw that. And I was wondering, on your keto diet, did you sample any of that?
I scraped the top off the slice with the four and ate that, but I did not eat the bread. I have not broken keto yet.
I saw what they did with the pepperoni. That was nice.
I thought that was cool. I had to come up here and get Greg to come downstairs somehow.
And have you seen the hotty-totty drinks that Mr. Jay's drinking up there?
Yes.
And some of the meals that he's having?
I'm trying to remember if I bragged so much when I was gone.
What's a sidecar?
Sidecar is...
Sidecar to motorcycle?
No, sidecar drink.
hang on.
Got me. I stopped at 7 and 7. Give me another one of them 15s.
Yeah, give me a sidecar of a 7.
Cognac, triple sec, and lemon juice.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Jay likes those...
Hoity-toity.
Yeah.
Kind of. A foo-foo.
Like, I think you would see him order a Cosmo.
Yeah. I wouldn't spend money on that, the one you just described, though.
No.
There were a couple of things such wretched hangovers, I never drank them again. I told you about Bailey's Irish Mist yesterday.
Yeah.
Turn me into
a
truck.
A whole bottle? Sure.
Well, and then cognac. Remy Martin, is that the brand?
There is a brand.
Oh, Remy is real good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
10 of those. I had a friend, an evil friend, the guy that went out with me that night, came over the next day while I'm suffering, and he talked me into getting nauseous. He did. He says, "How about a nice cigar? Let's have some fish sticks and tartar sauce." And
gross.
He knew everything that I didn't like and literally talked me into getting sick to my stomach.
I had about a decade break from Jägermeister.
Well, Jäger, one night at Cat and Harry's, the old Cat and Harry's, it goes back 20 years. So it was by the Weatherman a drink night. I cannot even smell, not Jägermeister. What's the one with the
Goldschlager?
Goldschlager. I can't even smell it now. I'll throw up.
I thought Goldschlager was the type of liver sausage. Oh, that's Braunschweiger. Pardon me.
Rumpelmintz is also awful.
Oh, man.
Hey, old people, I wanted to tell you that this is, if you're in town and you need furniture, get to Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. You know, you save a percent and a half because they're outside the Montgomery City limit on Wetumpka Highway. So right there you save. But they've got an enormous selection of furniture marked up to 50% off. And red tag items take another 10% off and free delivery if you buy between now and September 7th. Wear your comfortable shoes because there's a lot to see. If selection's important to you, Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings has everything you could possibly want, every style of furniture. And if you have an odd area in the home you're looking to find just the right piece for, Kaiser is the place to go. Stella's my buddy there. She'll help you navigate the choices if you're looking for something specific or just browse. Again, 50% off an additional 10 on red tag items of Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. And when you check out, you save a percent and a half on the sales tax.
It's showtime.
We are waiting to join the Alabama News Network. Hey, how about if I take a look at what we're going to talk about? 10 reasons why we look forward to the fall. At 6:40.
Yeah, you know,
two men and a lady.
Certainly the holidays, that's...
I feel like I need to find the name of this drink from Starbucks that's better than the...
Brighten your morning, energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It is certainly feeling like fall outside this morning, and that's got us thinking about the fall season that's still officially a month away.
Yeah, a new survey, though, it asked people what they are most excited about with the change to fall, and the top answers were the change in the weather, pumpkin-spiced everything, and football.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's bring in 3 Minute Lady over at News Talk 93.1. We'll talk about this. Good morning, guys.
How did pumpkin spice drinks and food get on this list, though?
Exactly.
Because that's all that,
that
people want to talk
garbage.
About when it comes to fall.
What is the big hoop to do about pumpkin spice?
Hoop to do.
No.
Okay. The hoop to do, right.
I think
the password is hoop-de-doo.
Hoop-de-doo.
I think Starbucks started that craze, right? Right?
Yeah, I blame Starbucks. There's a better fall drink at Starbucks called the caramel apple spice. Mm-hmm. That I think everybody should give a try.
That sounds good.
It's really good.
Football coming back now, and then Ryan and I were briefly speaking there's some segregation between. Like for instance, if your best friend likes another team,
yes,
and you like the other team,
yes,
they don't want to necessarily be around you on football days, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm going
to
be real.
It changes week to week, depending on how you did.
Yeah exactly.
This sure is does. A very passionate football fan here, and I sometimes worry about him on Saturdays.
Oh, jeez.
I'll just leave it at that.
We worked together for a couple of years, and Rich and I have never watched a football game together.
Yeah, where you go. But this nice. How about this nice morning?
That's number one on the list, the change in weather. And you came through, man. Because
Ryan.
I made steak and cheesy eggs this morning. Uh-huh. You didn't get steak because you don't want it.
Yeah, you don't want steak.
Why are you going to be so hostile?
No, I'm just saying.
Why are you making such a big hoop-de-doo about it?
I gave you extra cheesy eggs.
Thank you.
To compensate for the lack of steak.
Well, that was very kind of you.
Yeah.
So, but it was great to go out and...
Fishing for compliments.
Right.
Oh, look at that.
Who wants to play charades? So it was amazing this morning to go out. I had my my Florida Marlins baseball team pajamas on.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, Lord.
And to pop on the grill and just enjoy that cool air this morning is great.
Yeah, it was, Bailey was actually smiling on our walk this morning.
Yeah.
Usually it's pretty humid, but that's great.
I just can't get over the fact that you are really grilling out here in the... I would say the morning, but you're grilling in the middle of the night.
Uh-huh.
That is love. He really loves you guys over there.
His neighbors must, you know, say, am I smelling steak?
Steak at 4:15 in the morning? Yes. So I actually enjoy that because the summer just beat you down so long.
Oh, I know.
Yesterday, though, we had Bob Baumhauer on my afternoon show because Bob...
Roll Tide.
There you go. Hey, friend of Emily Hayes, too. And we were talking about, you know, the excitement that the players, not just the fans who've waited, you know, what seems to be forever for football to come back, but how the players on the team, they're ready to go and win another national championship in Tuscaloosa.
A couple of good games, too, because usually you're playing Joe's Hair College on the first game, right?
Yeah. Well, didn't Auburn play a Nail Tech Academy last year?
There's no need for this hoopty-doo. Let's all get along.
Some team.
Thank you. It somehow we talked about fall. We got hijacked by football.
I know.
On everything. Hey, we have a pumpkin spice stapler in our studio.
Oh,
look at my mouse. Take a whiff. It smells like pumkin spice.
No, leave the pumpkin spice
alone. Is that on the keto?
You know, another sign of fall is like we've booked our fall family picture session for Christmas cards.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like getting that ready.
Very nice. What about ours?
Well, you know, it's so hard to get you guys to do anything.
You also have the new TV season coming. That's something some people look forward to.
The producer wants to wrap us.
Oh, he does?
He wants to wrap us in the face, I think.
Yeah.
We tried. Lower electric bills are nice, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Wrapping in pumpkin spice latte.
There we go.
We're going to fall out of this segment now. And
you've been waiting all the whole time to use that one.
We'll see you guys on Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
You guys
have a good weekend.
Yes.
Have a long weekend.
Bye.
If you want to hear more from 3 Minute Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
By Tuesday, Greg is going to have Hoopty Doo as a new sound effect on his board.
All right.
I should do that. Hoopty Doo. We could get that off the podcast, right? The podcast.
We should be able to. Let me make a note of it. Let me just add that to my ever growing list of J stuff.
Well, Hoopty Doo.
Hoopty Doo.
I would be most grateful if you would do me that slight favor.
You know what?
Because I can play it Tuesday if I have.
Well, let me just tell you something, mister.
What?
You didn't ask for it, but I got it for you anyway, and you still haven't used it.
What's that?
When it was so flipping hot, every time Rich would say, "It's hot," and leave it like that, when you'd start your...
Right?
There was like a whole week where we were on fire.
Yeah.
And every time Rich said, "It's hot," it made me think of Good Morning Vietnam. Oh. And I isolated that whole clip from Robin Williams doing the, "It's hot!" And you never played it, and...
I don't remember that.
Well, you don't remember anything I do. I sent it to you in an email.
I better check my spam folder. Your email ends up in my spam folder.
Well, why does that happen?
Because
I'm the kind of, you want to know why.
Emily's emailed me again. It's probably a bunch of crap. Got to get a spam folder.
I got my email up here. Let me check spam.
I know it's not political stuff.
You know what I have in my spam folder? I got an email from my Blue Water account that went to spam. That's pretty dim. That's pretty grim.
Weird. But all you have to do is click on it and tell it it's not spam, and then it'll know.
Yeah.
It's not spam.
Well, I have to go downstairs.
Okay,
what's downstairs?
The coffee can use a little warm up and, you know, that kind of thing. Now, just ahead, I mentioned that our rocket scientist today ends up in the cheap and trashy. Find out who it is and why we're giving it to her.
Oh,
it's a her.
It's a her, and that's ahead at 6:48.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch, rolling through your Friday morning traffic, and things look pretty good out on the roadways. We are starting to see a buildup of traffic on the boulevard. There's some congestion already around the Troy Highway and between Vaughan Road and the interstate. If you're coming out of Wetumpka on Highway 231, looks like the crowd's building up. Be careful and watch the traffic around you. If you're on the interstates, we don't have any issues for you this morning. Everybody is still up at a speed limit ride. School buses are out picking up kids, so keep your eyes open for them. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College begin October 11th. Registration is September 9th through October 10th, Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
Morning, sir.
Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
On your TV, a dance show. Your wife is blissing out, but you, not so much. How are you going to get through this? You look down. The answer is in your hand. Your phone, sports, box scores, highlights, everything you love in one perfect bundle from WOW. Super fast internet, tons of TV channels, all for just $64.99 per month. Go to WOWWay.com and get yours today. Offer for new customers invalid for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Marguerites. How do we do it? We make it. We really make it. Started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on 5th Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama. After making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerite's now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerite's is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 6:51, it is time for the Cheap and Trash and News Talk 93.1 FM, and we're hybriding today as we leave with this.
We have a liftoff.
The Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
All right, our nominee is somebody that 10 years ago, they were actually doing pools on how long she might survive.
Yeah.
Because she was doing something crazy, like every day.
Uh-huh.
That was Lindsay Lohan. She has kind of gotten on an even keel. She DJs. She spends a lot of time in Europe and visiting Arabian countries.
Really?
As a DJ, yeah. But now she's got a singing career.
She had one.
Well, she's got a new one.
Okay.
And the reason she's getting this nomination today is her first release is a song, and I'm not making this up, called Xanax.
Oh, man.
She had some hits in the, 2006 era.
Is the flip side Laura Tabb?
That's her background singer, oh, okay. Laura Tabb.
Look at me go.
Okay, so would you like to hear some of the Xanax?
Sure.
Sure.
The kids will like it.
My reaction? I'm a little sleepier now.
What? Continue.
A little more relaxed.
Yeah. John Travolta says he did not make a mistake and confuse the drag queen with Taylor Swift. I guess he's very sensitive to this ever since the Adele Dazeem fiasco with, what's her name?
I can't pronounce it any better. I know what she looks like, though, and she's a huge star on Broadway. I'm horrible.
Idina Menzel, not Adele Dazeem. That's it.
Yeah.
I remembered it. How about that?
That's
pretty impressive.
That makes me feel
I don't know. The Xanax affected me.
Quiz time, kids. Name the most iconic hairdo of all time.
The Farrah Fawcett.
I can't think of one right off the top of my head. Go ahead.
Pop culture hairdo of all time.
Farrah. Right. Or the Rachel. Or Farrah. Or a mullet. Or the Rachel.
No, Rachel made it. She's number four.
The Farrah Fawcett flip.
Or what do you call the bowl?
She's not even in the top five.
The bowl.
The Farrah Fawcett flip isn't in there?
No, it's number 10.
Right.
What in the world? Number one most iconic hairdo.
How about if I count them down for you?
You want to?
Since we have the countdown system in place.
Number five.
The Audrey Hepburn's beehive from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
What about her pixie cut? Is it in there?
That made her look kind of boyish.
I guess. Mia Farrow. No,
it's not in the top 20.
Mia Farrow's haircut.
Yeah.
Number four.
Jennifer Aniston.
And the
Rachel's cut from Friends.
No. Rachel.
Number three.
Bob Marley's dreadlocks.
Come on.
I'm just breeding the news here, so don't take it out on me. I'm just the...
Stop
number two.
Breeding the news?
Stop breeding.
Amy Winehouse's beehive.
Oh, man, that was a rat's nest.
You're going to love this.
And number one.
Elvis Presley's quiff.
They call it a what?
Quiff quaff. Oh. Quaff. You know, with the big...
Like it's pompadour.
Yeah, pompadour, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, and Elvis.
Yeah, so the Elvis lives on 60 years now.
I'm having a hard time figuring out where to hang all my Elvis portraits in the new house.
I mentioned Farrah Fawcett was number 10. The cinnamon buns of Carrie Fisher.
Yes, from Star Wars.
Marilyn Monroe was number 7 with her blonde curls. And Travolta's grease quiff, which is not all that much unlike Elvis's 50s look.
Yeah.
Shinehead O'Connor's shaved head was on the list.
Shinehead?
Yeah. Bridget Bardot's messy bedhead. Something to be said for that. All right, there's a new NFL promo. They're celebrating 100 years, and Betty White is in it, Emily.
What? I didn't know they took my car.
And in the promo, she says, 100 years of NFL history, there's only one thing more badass than this year's kickoff, and you're looking at her.
I love her. She's a national treasure.
She is.
She'll be 98 in January.
God bless her.
We already mentioned that if you want those extra 4 minutes of Spider-Man, you could pay another $20 and see it this weekend. Alex Trebek is done with chemo, at work.
Yeah, he taped his first show, and he said he's on the mend. He's always done with chemo. Yeah, like you said, he's feeling okay.
And that's about it. There's a lot of little crap here that nobody cares about. Oh, the Stones are supposed to play in Miami tomorrow night, but they moved the concert up to tonight.
Yeah, they did move it up 24 hours.
I wonder what they're playing. If they're playing,
or what the venue is in Miami? Yeah. I'm not sure.
I'm just curious.
I don't know.
But hopefully, Miami is on the bottom side of that storm.
Remember, they had to move their New Orleans show because of Barry. They had to move
Barry.
They had to move it to another night. So they're probably,
that's right. Yeah,
they're probably fed up with hurricanes.
They're kidding. Yeah, the weather is really doing a number. I must call Vicky at Applied Security because my new tenant would like to activate the security system and have the house monitored. And by the way, Applied Security, my recommendation is get rid of whoever you have monitoring your house, because you know why?
Because on account of you want to know why?
On account of you want to know why, because I like Vicky. She is wonderful, and she and Mark have a local business that deserves your support. They do a phenomenal job. They're protecting treasured people like Rich Thomas here at the Blue Water Building for 15, 16 years.
I feel safe. Well, I haven't been here 16 years, but I feel safe.
Well, they catch everything. They have us covered on video with alarms, smoke, and everything else. And their monitoring is top-notch. 279-8338 is the number to call. 279-8338, that's the number I'll be calling later. They not only do commercial properties like this one, but they also do residences. So if you want top-notch security with a great local company, remember this name, Applied Security. 279-8338, Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number 276. Traffic, Fox News, and then we're back, and we're less than an hour away from the return of the Duncan and Son Predictathon.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your Friday morning traffic, and things look pretty good out on the roadways. We are starting to see a buildup of traffic on the boulevard. There's some congestion already around the Troy Highway and between Vaughn Road and the interstate. If you're coming out of Wetumpka on Highway 231, looks like the crowd's building up. Be careful and watch the traffic around you. If you're on the interstates, we don't have any issues for you this morning. Everybody is still up at a speed limit ride. School buses are out picking up kids, so keep your eyes open for them. Mini-term B-class.